The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurant world of Chicago, is brought to you in part by Howard Frum Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard's your man. HowardFrum.com, 312-332-5999. Ambiance Furniture Outlet, 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights. Save 70% dealing directly with the owner. Call Sam, 312-877-8666. Unknot Mobile Massage. Oh, get rid of the stress and tension in your home and have Beatrice come to your home. Call 224-415-4002. The offices of State Farm, Dan De La Cruz, 630-516-0092, 847-324-9595, and the good folks at Meal Village. Fresh, ready-to-eat meals at www.mealvillage.com or call 1-888-610-2232. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day.
Cold, but Mother's Day.
You know, it's a little nippy on the bippy. I'm Al Breslov, along with Frank Mecha. We're here to host you on Around the Town Chicago. And we want to have some fun with you today and give away some things. It's like Mother's Day will be Christmas in May. We'll do that. Our phone number here is 773-763-9278. To watch or listen through the internet, you can go to www.wcpt820.com. And the website that all the answers, or most of the answers, will be on is aroundthetownchicago.com. Mother's Day, Mother's Day.
Yeah,
so let's ask some quick questions that are Mother's Day TV questions, okay? Let's talk about some mothers on TV. I'm going to name a show. And all you have to do is tell me what the actress's name that played the mother, okay? So we'll talk like Father Knows Best.
Right.
That's one of them. Another one is Lassie. Lassie had an unusual situation because they had two different Lassies on TV. They had the first one and the second. I'll accept either mother. Leave It to Beaver.
Yes.
And the last one is Happy Days. Number 773-763-9278. If you can tell me one of those mothers, we'll send you somewhere. We'll give you a gift card or we'll find something for you. I promise you. We've got all kinds of goodies to give away. This has been a week that was mindful. You know, everybody's been talking that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. This week, we saw the light. We went to Munster, Indiana.
Did you pick up donuts?
No, we didn't. Jane's on a diet. You know that.
I know.
Being on a diet, there's no way. But we did go to see a show at not the regular theater part. They used the banquet hall where they usually have the parties afterwards. Mm-hmm. And what they did is set it up cabaret style. Very cabaret. Very, very neat. And who did we see? We saw Corey Goodridge do her early Mother's Day concert. Now, she did a noon show or a luncheon show, and then she did a dinner show. It was fantastic. We had a nice meal. They do a nice job there. I want to let people know that they're open. So Munster is just a hop, skip, and a jump. They are doing, on Thursday, June 10th, our good friend Phil, who works there as well, Phil is doing Winchell on the Air. Okay, so he is doing a one-man play, brand new, and they're doing it in the ballroom in Munster. It's got a menu that's going to have cream of potato and watercress soup. They're going to have store clubs, chicken croquet sauce, all kinds of neat stuff that goes back to the time of of Winchell.
Oh,
not
okay.
Paul Winchell. This is Walter Winchell.
Okay.
Paul Winchell had the dummy.
Okay,
this
yes.
one wasn't our dummy. Okay, so we're going to have him. We're going to talk to him before we do the show in June. So he's going to be on with us join us the week before. But it's just nice to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Did you get Corey to sign her book?
I didn't have the book. Did you
I gave it back to you. Have Jane read it.
Oh, well, Jane didn't bring it. So, no, Corey, we'll send it to you. But we also got to see some of her artwork. And if you look at my website, Around the Town of Chicago, and you look at, there's a story about it. There's a couple of her paintings.
Because they do have an art gallery at the other end.
Yeah, but they had this in the room, work that she has done.
Oh,
they always have art there. They always have, it's part of the Park District. So, all right, well, it looks like we got somebody from Indiana.
Someone's figured out the mother already.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Pete?
Yes, hello. This is Pete from Chesterton, Indiana.
How are you?
Wow, Chesterton.
Great, yeah, enjoying this rainy but pleasant Mother's Day. And I've got an answer for you guys. I love your show, even though I'm out here in the Hoosier State.
It's okay.
Don't worry.
I was just in Munster the other night. So
I have family that lives in the next town over, Valparaiso. So.
Oh, yeah, those are great towns.
Okay, absolutely. So what answer do you have for us?
Well, I could give you two, but I'll give you the first one. Barbara Billingsley.
Yes.
Was the mother on Leave It to Beaver.
You got it.
That's it.
All right. What we're gonna do? Do you come into the city?
I come into the city, and I know you guys mentioned the Continental restaurant. I'm out in Palatine all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I also, we're going to talk about Palatine. I have something in Arlington Heights that's a fantastic restaurant that I just went to this week, if you like tapas. Have you ever had tapas?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, we're going to send you. Let me tell people about this new. I didn't know this place, and they've been there for a long time. It's called La Tasca. L-A-T-A-S-C-A, and they are in downtown Arlington Heights. And what they've done in downtown Arlington Heights is they have taken the streets and closed off a bunch of them and put tables and chairs out and seating spread it out. So even though you can go indoors, we know there are still some people who prefer and are taking the outside look. There's plenty of seating, and it's right by the train station, so the people who don't drive can get off the train, walk over, enjoy their meal, and have a wonderful meal. We had read the review Around the Town of Chicago, but we're going to send you there because I think you'll love that.
Can't
so stay on the line, give Devin your information, and we will send you to La Tasca in downtown Arlington Heights, and we'll talk more about them later. Okay, thank you.
Well. Right. We got the first one out of the way.
All right. That's always a rough thing because people are, even though it's a Mother's Day and they're getting ready to go visit mom or they're going to the cemetery or doing all these other things. So I just want to tell people about a little something. The Polo Inn, which is our good friend David, he has a whole program that he does every day is Mother's Day where they raise money and they provide home-cooked meals from their kitchen to Chicago women in shelters on the streets and hospice care, women supporting families, and not just on May 9th. They do it every day. So you can be part of this. You can do things. Check out their website. It's Polo Cafe, the Polo Inn. It's the Polo Inn, Bridgeport, USA. Call them up if you want to. But it's 773-927-7656. What I'll do is I'm going to put this on my website so people can read about it and get a link. You can order food. Just make a donation, and you can help people who need help at this point. So if you're in a position where you can be a helper, Dave, he's the guy who does every Christmas when I do Santa Claus. He's the guy that feeds those hundreds of people.
Yes, that's true.
At the St. James Church out on the South Side.
So let's make. Oh, I do have a thing for you. I'm not going to mention names, but one of the actresses that you're looking for is still alive and is 93 years old.
How do you like that? She's just a young chicken. Young chicken. All right. So this week we also did something. Remember I talked about last week the prairie grass was involved with this thing. So Prairie Grass joined in with an organization called Fresh Midwest, where lots of other restaurants and fresh local food can be purchased from them. And what we did, because we've already had Prairie Grass food, which we love, We had that box sent to the kids in Northbrook. So Mike and Julie got this. And what it was one of these boxes that has ice in it.
Yep.
They opened up the box. Everything was wrapped. And there was an instruction sheet. And there's pictures on the website. You can take a look at it. And it had Mike said it was specific on how to sear the steaks first, how to prepare them before cooking. Everything was easy to understand, and they said, fantastic meal. They had filet, they had twice-baked potatoes. I mean, it was just a beautiful meal. And believe it or not, delivered, it was like $75 for filet, nice-sized filets.
That's a good price, though.
Yeah, and that's delivered, and they ended up having a little freezer chest to save for when they go camping or whatever in the future.
So now, was it pre-cooked, or do you have to cook everything?
You cook it. It's all preset. Okay, everything is there with full instructions, how to do each thing, and the steps Mike said were simple as can be. He said it took no time at all, and everything was delicious. Everything was choice
meat. That to me is better. That way you feel like you actually made the meal.
Right. So it's a little more romantic.
Yes.
But that's a really cool thing, and it's really out of this company called Fresh Midwest. It's Fresh Midwest. I believe it's free. FreshMidwest.com, and you can get more information. They have about 20 different restaurants that are involved with this. So it's kind of nice that people are finding ways to get the restaurants who have suffered this 13 and a half months during what we call the COVID era to get them back a little bit. So it's kind of nice. So that's something that was pretty exciting, and the kids loved that. Yeah, there's some beautiful pictures I took. You know,
took. Luckily, they took pictures of everything.
They did. It's on the line. It's on around the town of Chicago. There are pictures. For those of you who've been anxiously waiting for Santa's Village, they are open.
They are open.
They are open. Not the whole thing, just the Santa's Village or the zoo. The amusement park will not open. The water park, not till it gets a little warmer. This is just a little rough to go running in water.
Yeah.
So the water park, which is called Santa Springs, will be open as soon as the weather breaks. In the meantime, weekends until the 29th, Santa's Village is open. They've got 20-plus rides and attractions, 200 animals, great food options, and they have a new Jolly Trolley train ride. Well, I'm going to go out there just for the Jolly.
For those people that got that won tickets on our show for it, they could probably now use them.
Well, yeah, that was last year.
So. Yeah.
Okay. And this new thing, the thrill ride, is called the Blizzard, which is going to be opening up a little later this year. So you can check anything out with them, santasvillagedundee.com. Got to put that Dundee, because I believe there's a Santa's Village somewhere else in the country. So this is, you want to make sure you get it
the right one.
I will get some more information this week coming out, and we'll probably have some to give away in the very, very near future.
God, I haven't been there in almost 50 years.
Yeah, well, my grandkids have had birthday parties there. Oh. I'm talking about my daughter, I think, who is, those of you who know, she had her 10th birthday there. I think that shows you, it's been a while,
I think the last time, do you remember a place called the Milk Pail?
Of course. The building is still there, and the sign is still there. But I don't know
if the restaurant.
I don't think the restaurant's open. I think when I go out there, I'm going to go out there in the next couple of weeks in that area. So I think when I do, I'm going to take a ride over and see. But I heard the rumors that I heard are that they are.
That was sad because I remember it had the little barns in the back. And it was a fun thing to go to.
Yeah, they had good food.
They had very good food.
Yeah, very good food. A lot of people went there. They had a lot of bachelorette parties and all kinds of things there. Ravinia. Yes. Has sent out that they are opening in June. They will have a couple of shows that will be done live stream. But July 1st, Thursday, July 1st, 7:30 p.m. At the Pavilion, they will have Garrick Olson piano, and they will be doing Brahms for solo. So it's going to be a smaller really small menu this year of shows.
It's very small. I think it's almost like 64 shows, and that's it.
Yeah, it's so not going to be as exciting as it's been in the past, and it's going to be set up differently, just like Santa's Village. As a matter of fact, you have to make reservations to go so they can keep the numbers down. Mm-hmm. Same thing is going to be true of Virginia. They're not going to have people on top of people. They're only going to have the pavilion to start with, and then when the weather gets warm, they'll start taping off, and they'll have sections in the grass where people can be in, and they've got to do that.
Can you name one person who's not going to be at Ravinia who's been there for the last 20 years?
My good friend Tony Bennett.
Yes.
I got to work with him at Music Theater.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, in Highland Park. We did Guys and Dolls back in 1961.
Wow.
I was in the chorus. He played Sky Masterson. And I was, as an apprentice there, I was his driver.
Oh.
So Ralph Sharon was his piano player manager. Mm-hmm. So I had to drive them around. I had to pick them up at the airport back in those days at Midway.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was O'Hara. Actually, it was open. It wasn't all this fancy stuff back then.
You had to wait
in the car, and they had to come find me, and it was unreal.
Isn't it amazing? Back then, you had to be an understudy and driver at the same time.
I was in the chorus, and I got paid. Wait to hear this. I got lunch every day, okay, and I got $15 a week.
Boy,
Herb Rogers was not giving money out like crazy. But Music Theater was a fun experience. I got to work with Ray Rayner. I got to work with lots of great people.
Those are Chicago legends.
Yeah. So it was a very, very, very fun summer. And part of graduate high school, what are you going to do? You go do that.
You know, we all did crazy things when we were in high school and, you know, to make money and stuff. So
yeah, so we're going to have, on a little later on in the second half of the show, we're going to have our friend Kevin Pollak coming on, so we're going to talk about him. And I think he sent us some music that we're going to play as well. I sent it to you, I believe. There's a couple of things we can pick a little bit. Let's talk about the last match, which now you did see.
I finally saw it, yes.
All right, so what did you think about it?
It was filmed fantastically. I mean, I loved the set, the way they did it, and the sound effects that you actually thought you were at the match, the way you could almost hear that ball whooshing by and stuff.
And did you see, like, when I saw it, one of the things I thought about, the choreography of it, the way it was done, I literally felt like I was watching a tennis match. I really thought the ball was there and it was bouncing.
Because they made that whoosh sound, and then they make the grunt when they hit the thing.
Right.
They had it down pat. They had the muscle tone. You can tell they really choreographed this wonderful. And it's only four actors in the whole thing.
Right.
It was just beautifully done. Yeah.
This was the show that Writers Theater was supposed to be opening right before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready to go, and boom, shut down, lockdown. So it didn't get done. As the time went on, they decided this was what they were going to do. They had one cast change. One member had to change. But what they have is a dynamic thing. And here's the only problem. I think you only have until
the end of May. I mean, the end of May, isn't it?
The end of May.
But, you know, the nice thing about this was we've seen a lot of shows that have been filmed and Zoomed and all that.
Right.
This was so well done. Yeah. They really used high-end cameras. They really did the 4K digital. It was beautifully done. You actually felt you were there.
Yeah. It was and what's really cool about it, the way they did it, is that you got so close to the actors that you could see the emotion better than you could sitting. If you were sitting in the seats, you would never be able to see what you saw in this.
Yeah, because then you can tell they did some camera shots where they actually got the face of the person and the way he's looking, and I really enjoyed it. You know, and it has a lot of meaning to that show, you know, because you sometimes wonder about sports characters that are famous. What happens at the end? You know, everybody gets replaced. No one is permanent in this world.
They're not? Oh, my gosh.
<You know?
laughs> I didn't want to hear that.
And, you know, that's what the Army taught me my whole life was you are not indispensable.
No, you're replaceable.
Everybody, and even the great athletes, every one of them that we thought were great when we were kids has all been replaced.
Of course. Well, not only that, it just time goes on, okay, and there is an aging process, but this was done beautifully.
It's an hour and 40 minutes. It's so worth it.
It is. It's called The Last Match. Writers Theater. Actually, there's a link to the tickets. Mm-hmm. If you go to Around the Town of Chicago and you read the review of the last match, it is. I really think that until the theater is open, they should run these longer. They should find a way to make it run a little bit longer.
Yeah, so I hope they do bring this back eventually because it'll be fun to watch it. But it was a beautifully done show. It was well worth it. So and I got to mirror it because they have it hooked up with so that you can either do it on your PC. And they give you all the instructions.
How to do it on your TV, if you have a smart TV.
Yeah.
My TV didn't make it. He flunked the test. All right, those of you who love and remember Mr. Kelly's.
Yes.
Okay, you know that the Marienthal family, I talk about it all the time, they were the greatest when it came, and jazz, yeah. And you know, they had everything, all the top performers. So this coming May 27th, Thursday night, 8 o'clock Central Time, the Chicago premiere of a special one-hour presentation live at Mr. Kelly's on Channel 11. It should be, and I'm looking forward to it because I know that David Marienthal has been working very hard on this. This is a tribute to his family and their history. If you loved Mr. Kelly's, if you remembered Mr. Kelly's, you know what? If you didn't and you love music, you'll love the history. It's a great history. Other things that are coming up, they're pretty quick, too. The American Blues Theater is doing their two series. One is they have called The Room, which is a reading series via Zoom. They're doing one called There's a Clown in My Bubble, written and performed by Philip Earl Johnson. This is going to be this Friday, May 14th, at 7 p.m. And on the 21st, that's the following week, they are doing in their Garage series, which is a music series, Piano Man. Celebrating 50 years of music from, anybody know who the Piano Man is? Call 773-763-9278. We'll send you somewhere. Okay, and that's performed by Ian Paul Custer. It's kind of a...
And, you know, there's a couple people that you can actually call the Piano Man, but I know there's only one.
No, there's two.
Okay. Is there two?
Well, some people call too, but I think there's only one.
I can think of one,
but we'll see who gets it. Okay,
we'll see who gets that one.
All right. So it looks like we'll get a little something going before we take our break. There's also something else coming up. Stage Left Theater is doing a Spring Fling, a live outdoor new short play festival. And this is going to be the 27th, 28th, 29th. This is going to be three nights only where you can leave your laptop at home and you can go to the North Center Town Square, which is over on Damon Avenue. It's 4100 North Damon.
Okay.
And you can purchase your ticket. You can bring a chair or blanket. There's limited seating at the park. You can get more information, I believe, if we go to stagelefttheater.com. Okay, so stagelefttheater with an RE.com, and you'll get more information on that.
So what did you do for Jane for Mother's Day?
I didn't. But she's not my mother.
I know.
No,
every day is Mother's Day.
No, we had breakfast today, and then she's going over to the kids' house, and she's going to do a movie with her daughter.
Uh-huh.
And then I will go from here and go over there, and then we will have dinner. Okay, so it's, you know, Mother's Day, and then, you know, next month is Father's Day, and what am I going to do for her? I'm going to cook. You know, oh, well, maybe,
isn't
you know.
Amazing
it's also, we have an anniversary coming up, so we'll try to tie it all together and see what we can do. Okay, should I take Marty on line one? Mm-hmm. Marty, you're on the air with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, folks?
Good, good. So what can we do? What
you got an answer for us?
No, I caught it in the middle of the questionnaire, but I was looking to try to get some tickets. That's all.
How about, okay, we'll give you the question. Name a famous mother from one of the TV shows from the 50s and 60s. So we have Happy Days, and we have Lassie.
Okay.
And we had, what is it?
Father Knows Best.
Father Knows Best.
Let's go with Marion.
Oh, all right. Very good.
Okay, we got it. Marion Ross. She's the only one that had her own name playing her character.
So she played the character Marion.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's... What a thing to learn.
All
See,
right.
You got
All
something.
Right, so stay on the line. Devin will take your information. What area do you live in?
Well, I'm in the North Avenue, Pulaski area.
Oh, you're in the city. Okay.
You're in the city. Okay, I got something for you. Here, we're going to send you... Have you been up by Wrigley Field? There's a thing called Lucky Strike where there's games and all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Right across from
Wrigley Field. It's really a cool place called Lucky Strike. And since you're in the neighborhood, once we get you up there, we're going to send you over to Windy City Suites. And you can, here's, I'm going to give you a choice. You tell Devin which one you want. I can give you chocolates, I can give you fudge, or I can give you Paul Lisnik's very favorite thing, ice cream. So
they
you just
the,
tell Devin which one of those things, and we'll make sure that you get the gift certificate for all these things, okay?
Thanks.
All right, great, so stay on the line.
So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. So Marion Ross is still alive. She's 93 years old. So she played a great mother, too.
She was. She was a good mother. That was a good show. A lot of times people didn't see it from the very beginning because, you know, that there was an older brother.
And he only lasted, what, one season?
I think it was a season. And he always walked around with a basketball in his hand. His name, I think, was Chuck. But then all of a sudden he disappeared.
And they never explain how they disappeared.
No, he went off to college.
Yeah, they went
to the military. He went for a ride. Nobody ever.
Well, that's how the other one did. He went off to the military. Ron Howard. Yeah, didn't he go? When they got rid of him, remember, he only lasted. And then the last three seasons, they dealt with.
Then it was Joni.
And her boyfriend.
Chachi. Yeah. Joni and Chachi. Then they had their own show. Okay, we got to take a little break here, and then we'll be back with Kevin Pollak. So we'll see you in a few. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches, diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours too. Furniture shopping can be work. In most of the chain stores, one finds people who only want to close the sale. We have found a store that is unique. Ambiance Furniture Outlet in Arlington Heights, a family-owned and operated true outlet store, wants to make you happy. Sam the Man has been in the business for over 40 years, finding quality merchandise from top manufacturers and making the best deals so that you can save up to 70%. Free delivery on the same day of orders over $1,000. Zero interest financing up to 36 months. If you've had some credit problems, Sam says, welcome to the club. He will get you financed. Call Sam direct, 312-877-8666. Ambiance Furniture Outlet is located at 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights, next to Tony's Finer Foods. Tell him Al sent you. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member. Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership. The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. Are you all knotted up? Too much stress because of the isolation of COVID? Well, help is on the way. Introducing Unknot Mobile Massage, offering an exceptional way to get the relief that you need. Beatrice Padilla, a licensed massage therapist, will come to your home and make your day. She handles it all. She brings the table, the sheets, the lotion, music, and of greatest importance, the experience that she can tailor each massage for you. The fee is based on time, so whether you prefer cupping, Swedish, or deep pressure, there are no surprises. You can get a 60-minute session or 90 minutes. Renew and restore your body and mind without ever leaving your home. Unknot Mobile Massage works the North Shore and North Suburbs, but if you have a request, call her at 224-415-4002. And we are back. I want to tell people before we go to Kevin, there's a thing called Just Cause. Citadel Theater, along with Kanemak Productions, is doing a show on May 27th at 7 p.m. called Just Cause, The Experience. It's set against the current backdrop, including the death of George Floyd, the Me Too movement, and COVID-19. You, the people who are watching this, become the jury in a riveting legal drama about an artistic director who is suing her former employer, a prestigious Chicago theater, for breach of contract after firing her for racial insensitivity. Sounds like something very, very cool. Admission is free.
Oh.
Donations are accepted at the box office, of course. Information, go to Citadel, C-I-T-A-D-E-L, theater.org. Scroll down, you'll find Just Cause. Click it, register. Once you register, they will send you all the instructions of what to do it and how to get on. And I think you'll find Citadel does some really, really good work. So
and they're opening up this
fall. Yeah, they're going to open up. They got their schedule. We're going to talk about that in the weeks to come. We're going to talk about their whole schedule. But right now, we've got Kevin Pollak on the phone. That sounds like Kevin's music. Is that your entrance music, Kevin?
I guess so.
Okay. We thought we'd give you a little entrance music. That what are we listening to? What were we listening to there? Was that Holiday?
That's my latest single, Holiday.
Okay, so that's your new single. And how do people get your singles? How do they? There's no record stores anymore, are there? So,
there are, but everyone gets music online nowadays. So I think you can go on like iTunes or Google Music or. You know, Spotify, whatever people stream or download their music from online, they'll find it.
Okay. You have been, during COVID, one busy beaver. You started this thing with this Zoom movies, which I've participated in a couple, which is a lot of fun. A lot of work for you.
not as much as you think. I kind of got a whole crew working under me, you know, monitoring everything in that group for me. For Zooming the movies, but we've We've had it from, I started that group at the beginning of the pandemic, because you were in an early one, you know, after we were around for a while, which was Christmas Vacation, right?
Right.
That was the last one. And so, yeah, we've been doing it all year long, and it went from four people, just a couple friends, wanting to read a movie script to now we're almost at 3,000 people in the group.
Wow.
And we've now worked with actors from all across the world.
Right. And it hasn't taken off.
No. Yeah, not so much, you know. I don't know why people don't like it all that much, but no, it's really shot up, you know, with so many actors and you know, it's just amazing getting to meet so many amazing actors from across the world that, you know, you get to act alongside and become close friends with, you know, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunities of the people I've met because of this.
Well, that's the beauty is that when you were handed a lemon, you made lemonade instead of looking at a lemon. And you used your time and your talent and your energy to create something. Now, I am going to put you on the spot a little bit. I was telling Frank before we got on the show. Paul Lesnick and I have expressed there was a possibility of us doing The Odd Couple, and yep. Paul's already made it clear that I would have to be Oscar and he would be Felix, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said June, so we're in May, and Paul and I are waiting.
It'll happen. I can promise you that. We're going to make that happen.
Okay. All right. So talk about I keep reading things on Facebook. You're getting gigs here and gigs there. I know you were doing, you do a thing like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Yep.
You've been doing for a number of years.
That's mm-hmm. the one they call the Booze Brothers, isn't it? Yeah.
No, we're coming back with a vengeance this year. Last year we started gigging at the beginning of the pandemic and then everything shut down. So we're excited to be back and we got tons of dates. Our website is the Blues Brothers, BLOOZE brothers.com. Our whole schedule is up there. We have about 20 to 30 shows all over the Midwest.
All right, so what I'm going to do, just so you know, I'm going to put something up, a little story. I'll put it on my website with a link to yours so that we can help generate people to your, you know, so they can see what's going on and where they can see you and all that.
Absolutely. And I'm also singing the national anthem for the Chicago Dogs this summer.
I know. I talked to them because my granddaughters are going to say, last time you sang it, they said play ball to start the game.
That's right. They did.
I believe they're going to be doing it again. So we probably will be there again the same night.
Oh, great. I hope so. Those are fun.
Have you been to that place yet in Rosemont?
Oh, yeah. We did it last year.
He did it last year.
2 years ago. There was nothing last year. 2 years ago we did it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's where I ran into you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, I know that guy. You said, I know that guy. So... it's a lot of fun. Actually, I like minor league baseball, and the park is gorgeous. It's a great place to enjoy and have some time with your family, and food is good. It was just really a nice thing. And parking was like $3.
I know, it's Rosemont. Everything is cheap there. I love it.
And not everything is cheap. So what are you doing besides this other stuff? You've got records and you're doing, are you writing these songs or are you just singing them?
Well, Holiday and my other stuff, I wrote all that stuff. So I've been writing music for, I don't know, how many years now. I'm releasing a new single next month as well. So I've been working hard during the pandemic on writing.
Oh, see, cool. That's very cool.
You got plenty of time to do that. So you should have tons of songs coming.
Right. So we got lots of stuff.
Exactly.
So do you have your own, do you have a KevinPollock.com or do you have a, have you done that yet?
No website yet. I don't know why it's taking me so long, but, I have to get on that. I've got so much going on.
If you're doing as many things and you're involved with as many things as you are, I think there's a time when you look at it. First of all, before somebody grabs that name and charges you a fortune for it, make sure you get that name, KevinPollock.com, get it .net, because
yep.
somebody's going to grab it. There was a Kevin Pollock actor, you
there
know.
There is one. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to watch
it. We know each other well.
Oh, you do know. Are you related?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Oh, not at all.
And I think he's okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because when I was first Googling you, that's the first thing that came up, you know, with Kevin Pollock. So I said, oh, no, this is the wrong person. Because this
one. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
So you have to come up with something unique so people can find you.
Well, just exactly. Yeah, so we'll find him. But you need to do it. I think it's time so people can keep a track, you know, they can keep track of what. What's Kevin doing now? You know, they can go Zoom, they can go here, they can go here. So you're all over the place, but, you know, you've done some stage work. I remember you did Black Ensemble, you did a show, you know, a show there. Mm-hmm. So you went from being, if I'm not mistaken, you went from being a critic, a reviewer, and all of a sudden you're a major player.
Yeah.
See?
It just happened just like that.
Yeah. And with my Alzheimer's, look who I ended up pulling up. I'm showing them.
Oh. he's got the other Kevin Pollock.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Good thing I didn't start off by saying, weren't you on that episode of Mom for a season?
I've gotten, hey, I loved you in The Usual Suspects. So I was like, sure.
Or, weren't you just on NCIS last season?
You know? Yeah. You know, hey, those guys are great.
All right. Well, I appreciate you doing what you do. And I'll tell you something. I've had fun. Even doing the Toy Story, was it last week? We did the Toy Story. That was fun. I mean, I'm not real good with remembering to turn my mic on and off and the camera part off. You know, so Jane stands over and pushes. I think we just had Paul Lesnick calling in, and for some reason we got disconnected. But I think he wanted to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
I looked up on the screen, and Paul was there, but all of a sudden he's gone. He went bye-bye.
Uh-oh.
So what area do you live in? Are you out in the suburbs?
Mm-hmm. I live in Glenview.
You live in Glenview. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how far out you were, because I know you used to be. I thought you lived in Buffalo Grove at one time.
Yeah, my parents live in Buffalo Grove.
Okay. So, did you do something for your mom today?
I'm actually, after your show's over, I'm heading over to my parents' house. I was at my mother-in-law's this morning.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. Since your mom lives out that way, does your mom like getting massages?
She loves it.
All right. So I'm going to send you not a full gift certificate. We're going to send you a partial payment to have her get a massage at home. Okay. So we're
beautiful. I think she'll love that.
Yeah. Okay. So stay on the phone with Devin. Give Devin your home information so we can mail you some stuff. I'm going to mail you a couple of things because Paul Lesnick said he wanted me to send you a gift certificate to go get some ice cream. So but he wants you to get peppermint.
You got to pick the right one.
You got to get peppermint. Okay, we'll send you to Windy City Suites for that, okay?
Absolutely. Real quick before I did want to plug, I have a cabaret coming up next week.
Oh, where?
At the Rouse Center.
Really?
At the Rouse Center for the Arts.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
next week.
That's in Crystal Lake, or?
That is in Crystal Lake. It is my very first cabaret. It's called An Evening with Kevin Pollock with a little help from my friends. It's me and a jazz quartet doing a full cabaret of all brand new arrangements of cover songs, none of my originals. It's a brand new show I'm premiering. And tickets are $20, and you can get them on rauecenter.org, R-A-U-E. You can either go in person, or you can watch it virtually.
Okay. Do me a favor, send me the email on that so I can post that, okay? So we'll put it up on around the town. In the meantime, it looks like Paul is on. Can we get through and have Paul come through?
Hold on.
All right, Paul. Paul?
Listen, I'm listening, and I got two things to say to have our friend Kevin on. Number one, Kev, I can't get out to Crystal Lake, but I'll be watching the virtual performance. I look forward. People can buy virtual tickets and just watch it.
Okay. All right.
Secondly, Al, he has now, he's committed to doing our Odd Couple.
Right,
and I just want to say that I think Frank and Kevin should play the Pigeon Sisters.
Okay. I'm all for it.
That would be fun.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
I wanted to make sure we got that covered today. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great one. Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. We definitely have to do. You're definitely an Oscar.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's no question. Okay. I could never be Felix. I can't put the thing from the sink into the dishwasher. I always thought there was a sink fairy. You put the dish in the sink. The next day, it's gone. It's clean. So, all right, go see your folks, Kevin. Stay on the line with Evan. And we'll take care of you. Okay.
Will do.
And good luck with everything. You're the best.
Appreciate it, Al. Thanks, man.
Okay. He's just a fun kid. You know, years ago when we were at one, he was doing some reviews and he was writing, mm-hmm. and he wasn't really happy doing that. This is what he wanted to do. He wanted to be a performer, but it was his way of meeting people and getting in, and it was kind of cool. So
you know what? Everybody has to pay their dues some way to get in and make something for
himself. And he did. All right, I want to give away some stuff, so I want to give away some coffee. Okay. Okay, you know, we have these people that we've dealt with called Angelina. All right, so there's a new article that's on around the town of Chicago, and it's very brief, but shows a lot of the pictures of some of the flavors. They're known for their flavors. And what we have is a flavor that I had that I said this time, this week, is the flavor we tried today that was really, really, really good. So if someone can call 773-763-9278, tell me the flavor that Jane and I enjoyed today, and we will send you, through Angelina's, they will send you a gift certificate for you to purchase your own. The beauty of their coffee is you pick what you want, and you can go on a regular basis where every week they send you or every month you get it. There's all kinds of flavors. There's hot chocolates. There's teas. There's all kinds of stuff. So
I'm surprised how you can have the coffee this morning and already post it today. You know, you just...
I post while I drink. I'm a drinker and poster with no problem at all. It's my favorite thing to do. Okay, so let's also talk about Northlight is doing a free interplay series of play readings, A Distinct Society, May 16th through the 20th. Written and directed by Karim Fahmy. It starts on Sunday, May 16th. And this is, again, looks like it's free. So if it's free interplay, it must be free.
And this is going to be Northlight, the one in Skokie.
But it's free with a suggested donation. Registration, again, these are all registration is required. Yeah. So go to northlight.org/events/interplay-distinct-society. I think if you just go to northlight.org, they'll find a way to get you there. But it's some of these shows, I know everybody's not used to having all this happen, but these shows are good.
Oh, no, there's been a lot of good shows, you know, in this last year that we've got to see on Zoom and stuff. And we couldn't go in person, but I have to admit, some of them did an excellent job.
Right.
So,
all right, so let's talk about, since we're going to go this week, you said we're going to go to Metropolis.
We are going to Metropolis.
Okay, so we're going to go to Metropolis.
This is my first time going there.
Yeah, this is a tent.
Yeah,
okay. They have a tent, and it's a block away. I happened to see the tent when we went the other night. We did La Tosca Tapas Restaurant. Mm-hmm. I want to give away another gift card to this restaurant. It's really, really.
How many different foods did you have there?
Well, if you look, there were 19 or 20 different things. So we literally, the menu is 14 pages. No, it goes on and on. But if somebody could call 773-763-9278 and tell me the name of our server. Okay, it's on the website. If you go to Around the Town Chicago, there's actually a picture of her as well. So, and the gentleman who, one of the owners. They were so cordial. So what a great location. Davis Street's a little... So here's the big thing. When you put your stuff in and say, I want to go to 25 Davis Street in Arlington Heights, there, if you talk to your... What's her name? Siri or whatever. Sometimes they get a little confused.
Did you say you're Evanston?
There's two Davis Streets in Arlington Heights.
Really?
Yeah, it stops at downtown, and then it goes again on the western part, or the east part. So... We were in Jane's car. We were using her thing, and it kept saying, no, you got to go this way. And that's not even close to the theater. So it's not there. It's right by the train station. It is directly by the train station. There is lots of free parking, and it is they have outside seating, inside seating. If you want to have a party thing, now you can have parties again. They got a party menu. They have a kids menu. They have, and it's just really dynamic.
And this was
restaurant.
A good week because the weather was great until it didn't cool off until Saturday.
Well, here's the big thing. I've had tapas at lots of places, and we always used to go to a certain place all the time.
Remember the one that we used to?
Well, the big one that was at Halston Street.
Yeah.
This is better. The food was better. The portions were better. Everything in what they call small plates, and that's what tapas are.
Yeah.
There were four of us, Jane and myself and Danny and Marla, and there was plenty of food for everybody. The only thing that we got that only had three was lamb chops, but that was okay because Marla doesn't eat lamb chops. I think Marla thinks of lamb, and she thinks of Sherry Lewis.
Yeah,
she thinks of that lamb chop.
I'm eating lamb chop.
I can't eat that little puppet. It's so cute. How can I eat that little puppet? So you can't do that. So, but they enjoyed it a lot. In fact, Danny does. You met Danny. He was here, and he does photography. He was trying to figure out a way to.
You got some beautiful pictures.
Yeah, there's a way for them to shoot the restaurant from the sky using a what do you call those things that fly around? What's the name of it?
A drone.
A drone. Okay, so they have a drone and take a picture and then put that on his website so people can see the neatness of Arlington Heights.
Wow,
he didn't do it yet. We have to go back and do that one.
We have to go back and do it.
But maybe we'll go back when maybe I'll go back when we're there Thursday.
We should go early,
right?
Or we can eat afterwards. You know, how late are they open till?
They're open till 10 o'clock.
Oh, well, you figure out. Because Thursday's, I'll come straight from work.
We have to do it early.
Okay,
we'll call there and we'll make a reservation and we'll take care of all that.
That sounds like
fun. So anybody calling in to win that, 773-763-9278. I still want to give away things.
So, we're going to go see Little Shop of Horrors.
Right.
I mean, how many productions of this have we seen through the years?
I believe I'm at 16 or 17.
You're that high.
And I've seen it in big stages, little stages, the best.
I think the last time I saw it was at the Mercury. And because.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was the last time I saw it.
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Maybe someone else. Maybe I saw it. I don't know. I know Stage 773 did it. I know Mercury did it. I know Glover did it.
Yeah, they did it. They've done it everywhere. Munster did it, I believe, a couple years ago. I believe it was Drury Lane did it at one time, too.
I think you're right.
That might have been the one you saw last.
And then Marriott, I think, did it too, didn't they?
I'm sure they have.
Yeah. So.
I mean, every theater, tries to do every show they can.
especially that one.
And that's a great show. It's got some great music.
Because nobody does it quite the same.
Right.
They all try and do something different.
Well, that's what I've always said, is that any play is always going to be, you got a different director, you have a different cast of actors. So how they presented and how they interpret each little thing is going to make a difference. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah, I mean, everybody tries to do it. You want to do it different than the movie because that's a classic.
Right,
so,
right. Before we run out of time, does anybody have anything they want to call in about? 773-763-9278. I've got, so if you live in an area that we can send you food, we can send you food because the village, we've got the people for that. We've got all kinds of goodies.
We still need to know who Lassie's mothers were.
Yeah.
We got two.
Right.
We got two
Lassie's mothers.
Yeah. But there were some famous mothers that you didn't even mention.
No, there's so many. How many TV sitcoms there were over the years?
They deal with mothers. I mean, I still remember, was it Archie Bunker?
Of course.
Edith. She was a great one.
And
the Jeffersons had a great one,
Right. So actually, and I hate to say it, but if you think about it, in the Bill Cosby show.
Oh, yes.
The one that played his wife, she was a lawyer. She was a great, great.
I mean, that was like one of the first families to come out where the father was a doctor, the mother's a lawyer.
African American.
Was it Rashad? It was in her last
name. Yeah, I think her name was Rashad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a show that everybody watched. Yeah. You know, it went through all racial barriers.
Yeah, nobody knew who Bill Cosby really was at that point.
I don't think any of us knew back then.
No, they didn't. They didn't at all.
I think that's my phone.
That's your phone? Okay. I was wondering who's calling us and singing to us. Do we have a call coming in?
No,
turn your phone off.
And I'm not even on call, so that's the weird thing.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, the server's name is Becky.
Becky was your server?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Okay. You can take the train to Arlington Heights, you know.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Where do you live?
He lives in South
Illinois.
He lives way south.
Oh, he's
in the south side.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's a south
guy. Don't forget my girlfriend's in Des Plaines.
Ah, okay.
Right. Well, if you can take, as long as you can take the train, you can get right off of the train. You're right there. So
okay.
So we're going to send you that. So stay on the line. Make sure you give everything to Devin, all the right information, so we don't have any mail problems. Okay.
And
make sure we have the apartment number, the whole shooting match, okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
We are out of time again.
We have 14 seconds. make a phone call, Frank. Want to call somebody?
No. I'm on call next week,
all right. So everybody, next week, Frank's on call, so anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen on a Sunday.
So hopefully we'll all start seeing you all again. So we'll see you next week,
Frank. All right, have a wonderful week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program, Around the Town Chicago, has been sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of News Web Radio Company or its management.